All right. Turn your Bibles with me to Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Are you there? If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, let's read it together. One, two, go. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Read your version, Rhoda.
Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end
increase abundantly or greatly increase. God's plan for you every single day this year. Hallelujah. Say great increase.
Great increase.
We've taken time in the devotions to explain what great increase means. So if you don't know it, you are not settled in what great increase is, then you need to go back to the devotions and study them, because there are people that are not in the fellowship that are running with great increase because they receive the devotions. Yeah, people still send me, this is a great increase. Hey, you're blessed. You know, so great increase. Your latter end should greatly increase. So latter end is not talking about the ending part. So when is the latter end? I think in the end of the year. Latter end is talking about, latter end is a comparative word for what was before. Amen. So though your beginning or though your former state was this way, the next season you are entering into you will experience great increase. That's what it's talking about. When you say latter end, it's not talking about, hey, so after this year, that's my end. No. It's talking about the new season. The new season that you are entering into. Amen. The new season you have entered into is your season of great increase. Great increase means much more. Hallelujah. Much more strength. Much more grace. Much more wealth. Much more wisdom. Much more joy. Much more security. Much more every good thing you can think about. Much more of God. Hallelujah. Experience more of Him. Amen. That's what God has in store for you this year. This year, God wants you to experience great increase. So I'm going to share with you one major key, or maybe two major keys, to walking in great increase. Walking in great increase. I don't know how many, but maybe maximum of two, depending on how the time, you know, goes. Maximum of two. So, great increase. Number one, think increase. Think increase. Say think increase. If you are going to experience increase, you have got to think increase. You cannot experience anything that is not in your predominant thought. In fact, don't expect anything that you are not thinking about. Amen. Don't expect to receive from a particular direction when you're not thinking along that direction. Amen. Increase is a way of life. If you don't think increase, don't expect increase. People don't think anything. You know, people are just there. Wherever the wind blows, they'll go. You know, but if you are going to experience increase, you need to think increase. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man does what? Thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, you experience what you usually or predominantly think about. Amen. Your current experience is most likely a direct reflection of your predominant thoughts. It's true. Your current experience is most likely a reflection of your predominant thoughts. If you think poverty, you would have poverty. If you think sickness, you will have sickness. If you think fear, you will have fear. If you think worry, you have worry. If you think defeat, you have defeat. But when you begin to think increase, you've given access to increase to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. You need to think increase to have increase. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh in his heart, what so is he. Amen. What does it mean to think increase? What does it mean to think in a particular way? Amen. Actually, to think increase is to think at the level of God. And when you are born again, God wants you to think at his level. God wants you to think at his level. God wants you to carry out your thought processes like he would carry out his thought processes. When you are thinking about an issue, think in line with the way God would think about the same issue. Amen. When you are thinking about money, how would God think about money? Will you think, where am I going to get this money from? Where am I going to get this money from? No. Amen. Think the same way God would think about health. If God, oh no, that's not going to happen. But if somebody felt some symptoms in their body, would God say, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? No. How would God think? Ask yourself. Anytime you say, learn to utilize the power of your mind. Anytime you are faced with something, sit down and ask yourself, how would God think about this issue? And think the same way. Amen. That's why I fear, and since morning I've been talking about it, one of my concerns is how so many people think about, you know, relationships and marriage. Because if they keep thinking that way, divorce is constantly going to be on the rise. But in the name of Jesus, we cause a standstill and we halt any trend of divorces in this country, in the world, and especially in the church. Amen. Amen. Too many people thinking, you know, I don't think it's working, so I think we should stop. I think they are not compatible. I think we should stop. I think this happens. I think we should stop. Hey, you can't just be stopping. Amen. Because they are not thinking in line or in the way God thinks. Amen. If you want to experience increase, you need to think increase. And God always thinks increase. God is not thinking the same thing he thought yesterday. He's thinking something new today, and that new thing is definitely more than what he did yesterday. Amen. So if you can't think more, you can't think increase, then you can't have increase. Amen. You need to think in line with God. Amen. So how do you think in line with God? Your mind is like time. It will not wait for you to do what you want to do before you to start thinking. In this neutral state is thinking. And then the carnal mind, that's the unrenewed mind, is its default mode is to think opposite to God. Okay, Romans chapter 8. Verse 6. The carnal mind is the mind that thinks like the world, or the mind that is not renewed by the word of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. Right? But to be spiritually minded